I didn't hear his plans, Pierce said. I also heard, Agar continued, that he took the train. He might have done. I heard, Agar said, his eyes on Pierce's face, that on this train he was doing some crow's peeping for a particular gent who was putting up. He might have done, Pierce said again. I also heard, Agar said with a sudden grin, that you're putting up. I may, Pierce said. He sipped his whisky and stared at the glass. It used to be better here, he said reflectively. Neddy must be watering his stock. What have you heard I'm putting up for? A robbery, Agar said. For a ream flash pull, if truth be told. If truth be told, Pierce repeated. He seemed to find the phrase amusing. He turned away from the bar and looked at the women in the room. Several returned his glances warmly. Everybody hears the pull bigger than life, he said finally. Aye, that's so, Agar admitted, and sighed. In his testimony, Agar was very clear about the histrionics involved. Now I goes and gives a big sigh, you see. Like to say my patience is wearing thin, because he's a cautious one, Pierce is, but I want to get down to it, so I gives a big sigh. There was a brief silence. Finally, Agar said, It's 2 years gone since I saw you. Been busy. Travelling, Pierce said. The continent? Pierce shrugged. He looked at the glass of whisky in Egger's hands and the half-finished glass of gin and water Egger had been drinking before Pierce arrived. How's the touch? Ever so nice, Agar said. To demonstrate, he held out his hands, palms flat, fingers wide. There was no tremor.